All have sinned and come short. None is innocent, no, not one. We are all guilty sinners, which is why God sent His Son. The wages of sin is death, a punishment we do earn. If man were judged by works, each one would surely burn. There is a lake of fire where one pays for every sin. It is the second death to which most do enter in. The book of Revelation lists many a terrible sin. Included in that list, all liars shall have their part in. If Jesus never died for us, no one would escape the flame. For the sins of the whole world, He died to take all blame. God was manifest in the flesh, then He died upon that tree. Rose again after 3 days for sinners like you and me. A man fell down and asked, "What must I do to be saved?" "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, no longer you'll be enslaved." It does not say get baptized, come to church, or repent of sin. Once saved, always saved, after you've been born again. Once you put your faith in Him, all sins are washed away. Your soul is perfect forever, eternally saved you shall stay. Whosoever believeth receives the spiritual birth. It's not for certain people, but to any person on earth. As a child He will chasten if you break rules in the book, but He cannot break His promise, you shall never be forsook. There are two types of people, no matter good works you have done. It comes down to your trust, he that believeth on the Son. You pass from death to life the moment you believe, for the promise is eternal, the born again receive. He died to offer a gift, no payment you do need. Salvation has been paid for, heaven now is guaranteed. No bad deeds make you lose it, even murder or suicide. On the cross of Calvary, for all sins He truly died. Here is my final question, dost thou believe in thine heart? Call on Him for salvation, He will never say depart.